Focus right now is getting ready for the Washington Redskins. All right, we got a big challenge coming up at home against a team that won their division last year, and I think our guys are focused and excited about getting another opportunity to go out there and play in front of the home crowds.
It's week four of the Raiders Report. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, JT. The Washington Redskins come to town to take on the Silver and Black. We'll get to that preview coming up later on in the show, but we begin with the road trip to Denver. And the Raiders were outmatched in that game, but still hold a promising future. This is Raiders Replay.
Terrell is a phenomenal athlete, and he's gone to work on the little things, and it's paying off. And I look for him to continue to get better every week.
He seems like he's willing to do the work, and he's got the coaches to give him the help. So I'm excited for him. I also see a willingness to learn.
I think what I like the most is, you know, you bring a player like Charles Woodson back with that much experience and that much wisdom, you know, on that back end. And I think he can really help, you know, the young guys get acclimated to how fast the game is.
The energy's there. The effort's there. They're buying. And I love what they're doing with their players. They're putting them in positions to succeed.
Tasked with taming the league's best, the Broncos got the better of the Raiders as quarterback Peyton Manning marched early and often to quickly put the Silver and Black behind by 17.
They throw an outside route, though, caught by Thomas, breaks a tackle, touchdown Denver.
In only his fourth start, quarterback Terrell Pryor finished the game with 281 passing yards and one touchdown.
Pryor steps up and throws. It is caught for a first down. Throws down the sideline. Caught! Pryor straight drop. Pressured by Ayer. Steps up. Throws down the middle. Caught! First down. Moore sneaks out of it. He may go 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Raiders!
Led by the ferocious play of defensive end Lamar Houston, the Raiders' D didn't do enough to damper Denver's offense as the Raiders lost 37-21. Along with the ESPN crew you just heard from, we had the opportunity to sit down with former Raiders head coach John Gruden. Here's the voice of the Silver and Black, Greg Papa, with the man the Raider Nation still refers to as Chucky.
Welcome, Monday Night Football analyst and former Raiders head coach, John Gruden.
Tell me about November the 18th of 2012. When you go back to the O.co, you got your black visor on, and you light that torch for Al Davis.
That was just a really unbelievable day for me. You know, not just going back to the Oakland Raider facility and the stadium and seeing some old friends, but just rehashing the global tradition of the Raiders and that torch and what it signifies, it meant a lot to me. And to share some time with the fans, those fans at Oakland, they're unlike any others. And I get emotional thinking about it.
You wear that ring that you wore in Tampa, but you're still a Raider, aren't you? I mean, your first head coaching job in the NFL is with the Raiders. You're always going to be a Raider, aren't you?
I grew up with the Raiders. You know, even though my dad didn't coach for the Raiders, I grew up a Raider fan. And yes, absolutely. You know, I enjoyed working for Al Davis. I like the mystique of the Raiders. I like being a part of it.
You and Al clashed, obviously, but you had some great times together. The day that he passed away, and we're coming up on the second-year anniversary of it, what was your thoughts when you heard that Al was no longer with us?
You know, it's terrible. We clashed, but we also clicked. And you know, we won a lot of games there, and I got a lot better. And I was afforded a lot of opportunities because of him. Obviously, it's a great loss for me, great loss for the Raiders, and a big loss for football. But the Raiders with Mark Davis, they're carrying on. I think they have an image of what this franchise is all about, what they want it to become. And as they always say, in the Davis family, the greatness of the Raiders is in the future.
That's it. Get off blocks! Get off blocks! There you go. Good, 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 good. Finish. Mentally and physically, finish.
Dennis Allen, obviously a young guy learning his way in this league. What have you noticed about what he's done with this team?
I tried to hire Dennis when he was with the Falcons, and Rich McKay wouldn't let him out of his contract, so my friend Sean Payton got him. But what he is an aggressive coach who likes to surround himself with an aggressive group of players, and his scheme is aggressive. And you can see some of the things they did in New Orleans on film now. If they can stop the run and get you in a predictable passing situation, his pressure package is as good as anyone's.
He's got some young guys on that side of the ball, but he's got some veterans, and he's got a guy playing that deep middle now, number 24.
How about that?
You were there. That was your first year when Al drafted Charles Woodson. Talk about the evolution of number 24, Jen.
Amazing. You know, when I was with the Raiders, he was a cornerback exclusively, and I can remember him playing really well, but practice was a different story. And I had to call Charles in, and I say, look, if you practice better, I'll play you on offense. And sure enough, we put in Fremont personnel, and we started throwing Woodson passes. And I used that as a bribe to get him to practice better. But over the course of the years, he's really matured as a man. He's become one of the all-time greats. And to see him come back to the black hole and finish, I got tears in my eyes when they announced him last week. It was just emotional for him, I know, and it was emotional for his old coach.
I loved your line about Terrell Pryor. He looks like Julius Peppers. You ever see a quarterback this big, this strong, this fast, Jeff?
You know, Greg, when Mike Tirico and I did the Rose Bowl, Ohio State against Oregon, and I went down on the field to see Chip Kelly, and I saw Pryor, and I swear it looked like Julius Peppers. I didn't realize he was that big. And when he's that fast and that big, you can see why he's having some success. But what you did realize is, forget the size and the speed, deep down underneath all of it is a guy with a great ambition to be great.
John Gruden sees a bright future ahead for quarterback Terrell Pryor as long as he continues to work hard and build rapport with all of his young receivers, including Bryce Butler, who was selected in the 7th round in last year's draft.
Bryce Butler, wide receiver with the Oakland Raiders. The draft, I was watching the whole day. But it ended up towards, like, the end of the 6th round. I was like, all right, you know what? I need to, like, walk out the room and, you know, calm down a little bit because I started getting a little riled up. So, like, I went downstairs, started playing little video games, and Coach Gilmore called me. After he called me, it kind of spurred a whole bunch of calls from different teams. And then after that, I went back upstairs and started watching, and McKenzie and the guys called me back to tell me that they drafted me. So after that, it was just a surreal feeling. It was great.
McGloin going for the end zone for Butler. He's got it.
The boy Butler's made a mark tonight.
Just being blessed enough to get drafted was awesome. And definitely to a team like this with the prestige and the history it has. There's just been so many guys that's came through here, so many great coaches. It feels great to be a part of this organization. I am Bryce Butler, and I am an Oakland Raider.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
We were the best team in football by a wide margin. We just felt we were that good.
He makes a one-handed catch, magnificent!
And still to come.
Last year was unlike anything I had experienced in my life so far.
All this and more on the Raiders Report. This segment of the Raiders Report is brought to you by Verizon. With NFL Mobile from Verizon, never be without football.